With Theatre Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
In spring, a young man's fantasy turns lightly to thoughts of pledging
to WBFO AM 970. And people can do that by calling 1-877-511-1017. Or they can find us
on the web at WBFO.org.
Our first play this morning is a play about racism and anti-Semitism, Driving Miss Daisy.
Doesn't that sound like fun? It's also the delightful comedy about the relationship between two elderly people, the Southern Jewish Miss Daisy and her driver. Up at the JRT, it will be Sheila McCarthy, and playing that role again, Laverne Clay.
Moving along to The Scavenger's Daughter, which is a murder mystery put on by the Ujima Company, which hasn't had a production in a while, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they had For Colored Girls, that lovely production of For Colored Girls.
I forgot about that. You're absolutely right.
No, I loved it.
Corrected.
I loved it. But this is a new play by Gary Earl Ross, who is a master of that mystery genre. In this play, a father has Alzheimer's disease, and the stepmother of his children is obstructing their ability to get him proper care, leading up to the point where she kills him. And this opens an investigation, and family secrets are revealed. So that's The Scavenger's Daughter at Theater Loft, Ujima Theater Company, play written and directed by Gary Earl Ross.
A play that seems to indicate that it's going to go in one direction and goes in a different one is Three Sisters.
Well, this is not Three Sisters, it's Three Sistas.
I'm sorry, my enunciation was too good. Three Sistas.
Sistas, S-I-S-T-A-H-S. It's at the Paul Robeson Theater in the African American Cultural Center. It does, you are correct, take its title from Chekhov. In fact, the Sistas are named...
Masha?
No, not Masha Marsha, not Olga Olive, and not Irina, but Irene. In this play about a family going to the third of three successive funerals. In each of 3 years, they've had three funerals. They've lost mother, they've lost father, and now they've lost younger brother. It's Three Sistas at the Paul Robeson Theater.
Last week, we talked a little bit about Killer Joe. You had a chance to see it in the interim between then and now.
Yeah, it's quite a wild ride. Leave the kids at home.
That's a euphemism for something. You read into whatever it is that Mr. Chase is implying.
Well, it is a Tracy Letts play, and in the plot, this family decides that they're going to murder mother for the insurance money because drug dealer son has gotten himself into so much trouble. The villain of the piece is not who you think, which adds to the fun. It's Tracy Letts' first play, but it's a production over at Buffalo East American Repertory Theater, Killer Joe.
Ruben Santiago Hudson is coming into town.
Monday night, he's doing a benefit for CGLI, and their gala is here at the WNED studios Monday night. It's a program called Success Looks Like Me. Ruben, who wrote Lackawanna Blues and famously performed in it, the HBO movie version. He was also in that 1996 production of August Wilson's Seven Guitars. Saw him on Broadway this year in Stick Fly. Marvelous actor from Lackawanna. Monday night, he will do the gala. You can find out about that at thecgli.org.
You can also see South Pacific, which is at the Shays Buffalo. We'll be there until this Sunday evening. And one final word about Pledge?
Sure, you can pledge to WBFO AM 970 at 1-877-511-1017. And please do keep us on the air.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.